Then I slept. And when I woke again, it was full day, and a couple of sparrows were hopping around me upon the turf within reach of my arm. I sat up in the freshness of the morning trying to remember how I had got there and why I had such a profound sense of desertion and despair. Then things came clear in my mind. With the plain, reasonable daylight, I could look my circumstances fairly in the face. I saw the wild folly of my frenzy overnight, and I could reason with myself. Suppose the worst, said I. Suppose the machine altogether lost. Perhaps destroyed.
It was with great difficulty that this self-important man in the cocked hat had restored order, and, having assumed a tenfold austerity of brow, demanded again of the unknown culprit what he came there for and whom was he seeking. The poor man humbly assured him that he meant no harm, but merely came there in search of some of his neighbors who used to keep about the tavern. Well, who are they? Name them. Rip bethought himself a moment and inquired, Where's Nicholas Vedder? There was a silence for a little while, when an old man replied in a thin, piping voice, Nicholas Vedder? Why, he is dead and gone these 18 years. There was a wooden tombstone in the churchyard that used to tell all about him, but that's rotten and gone, too.
If you were offered 3 wishes right now that could and would be fulfilled through sheer magic by a fairy godmother, what would they be? Would they be wishes for success, money, travel, new clothes, a new car, a home, or to marry a handsome prince or a beautiful princess? All of these things, your success in life, your bank account, a beautiful car, a home to be proud of, a wonderful mate, are proportional to your dreams, your daydreams. And here, at long last, and for the first time in this age, I believe, seems to be the practical, the workable, big secret of how to transform your wishes, your desires, and your daydreams into realities. And this secret works as sure as you had a magic wand in your own hand.